Social Security. You probably never paid much attention to it until you were approaching retirement age. Well, here in Hawaii, such was the case for Gary Kubota. He's joined us over the years as a guest here on HPR. The author, playwright, and journalist began researching a group called the Gray Panthers, which encourages activism. Now, Kubota isn't a stranger to activism and helped to keep a Front Street housing project affordable. Here's part of a conversation we had with him last week about his efforts to organize a Gray Panthers chapter here in the islands. An issue which he has fixed his focus on is the state of Social Security and President Trump's efforts to change the payroll tax program, which funds Social Security. Some 68 million people in the country depend on that monthly check.
I did remember the Gray Panthers of old, like back in the 1970s, and how they were advocates for seniors in terms of senior rights and pay and health care, etc. And so I went looking for various chapters and things. And the most active chapter I found was in New York City by a guy named Jack Kupferman, who's the president. And so I was talking to Jack, and then he was saying, you know, so I was saying, you know, how can I help you, your organization grow, or let me learn something about it so that maybe I might be able to start a chapter over here eventually. And he said, well, I'd like you to listen in on a group called Social Security Works. And that's a group that's out of D.C., and they have a coalition of other groups, including AARP. And the lady's name is Nancy Altman, who's the head of the organization for many years. And she's written books on Social Security and preserving it. And so that's what I began doing about four or five months ago. And they have meetings every other week. And I've been sitting in, doing summaries for Jack, and then giving him heads up about things, but also educating myself about it. Then suddenly what happened was the president had basically deferred payroll taxes for 4 months toward the end of this year as part of, his attempt to control budget expenses. Then the realization was also, after listening to some of his press conferences, that his intention was not only in terms of deferring it, but actually eliminating payroll taxes. And payroll taxes go to major funding of Social Security in its various aspects, like disability, like benefit payments, like ability to pay for survivors of whose children need help, and mothers and widows and orphans. So, you know, it had a profound effect. It's actually one out of five people in the United States collect some kind of benefit from Social Security. And the upshot is that it served as a net for the modern economy, the consumer economy, in the sense that a lot of people who would have been homeless back in the 1930s during the Great Depression had this ability of using and applying their Social Security payments for rent and for other things, you know, basic necessities like that. So if this net is basically eliminated, you're going to have a lot of people who are right now in public housing projects and paying with their Social Security to paying the, you know, for the affordable housing at a discount. You're going to have them homeless, and you're going to have a bigger problem than you've ever had before. And the burden is going to be on the states, and it's going to be upon social welfare, nonprofit organizations. And we have to take a serious look at what the impacts are. And the problem is that President Trump has not explained whatever he plans in detail. The 38 million member AARP has sent a letter to him saying, hey, we're worried. You know what? What do you mean by all this? We need to save Social Security. It is under threat. And the thing is that we haven't had a really good conversation about it like that. I think that when the president refers to it, he calls that payroll tax, but he doesn't refer to it as Social Security, which is kind of a strange thing. You know, I think that you need to call it what it really is, and so people are aware of what's going to happen. The other part is that at one point when he was pressed, he would say, "Well, we're going to use the general fund to fund it," and that was it. Well, using the general fund to fund it doesn't work, because what that requires is the general fund is an operating budget in Congress, and it requires the U.S. Senate and Congress to authorize a bill for Social Security payments. And it usually is either an annual or biennium budget, so you continuously have to get approval again and again. It becomes a political football, and you also stand in the back of the line behind special fund. I guess from his point of view is, well, you know, if I'm reelected like that, I'm going to eliminate payroll taxes. Well, that doesn't solve the situation. You know, that complicates the situation. What are you going to do with all these people? One out of five people in the United States, you know, get some kind of benefit. What are you going to do with the moms, dads, grandpas, uncles, aunties who rely upon Social Security to pay the rent? You know, that's one of the things that he hasn't raised and he doesn't want to raise. I mean, he'll talk a lot about riots. He'll talk a lot about COVID-19 and things like that. But, you know, to me, it's a lot of distraction. What we're talking about is trillions of dollars, trillions in a matter of just a couple or a few years, trillions of dollars that would have gone to benefit the people who have been paying into Social Security all their life, taken away from them. And now, where is that money going? Well, this is the other part of the equation, and I can address it because I've been taking a look at some of the policies that have been adopted by the Trump administration. And one of them back in 2017 was a thing called the 2017 Tax Cut Jobs Bill. And a congressional report analysis of it. It's kind of like the Hawaii Legislative Bureau. You know, they come out with these nonpartisan reports, and they basically said that as far as the intent or stated intent of creating jobs, it's a complete failure. You know, or very few jobs were generated. What happened was that $170 billion was taken out of the government, out of government revenues in 10 months, and a lot of it went corporations who then proceeded to keep the money, not generate any other job, and actually a considerable sum went into buybacks, you know, stock buybacks, to raise the prices of their stocks. The end result is this. In 2019, family farm bankruptcy rose to an 8-year high in the Midwest especially, and this was before we had the COVID virus. So it gives you an idea of how effective that 2017 Tax Cut Jobs Bill was. Another analysis from the Brookings Institute, quoting federal source, said there were 300,000 jobs basically eliminated as a result of another aspect of Trump's policies, and that is the tariff war with China and $1 trillion in stock prices being lowered. So what we need to do is take a look at these kinds of policies and roll them back, either like suspend the 2017 Tax Cut Jobs Bill that's going mainly to the 1% at the very top of the wealthy corporations, et cetera. As a matter of fact, one of the major beneficiaries of this, if you look at Forbes magazine and you Google, you'll see Blackstone Group, Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, and you'll see that they're getting a large portion of their campaign funds from Blackstone Group. So we're talking about definitely an association in which it becomes kind of hard to reverse and roll back things when your campaign contributions are coming from those who are benefiting from it right now.
And this has become a very political issue. The Democratic Convention, Joe Biden, I think, brought up the whole issue of the threats to the Social Security program.
The thing is that we're not trying to endorse Republicans or Democrats. I'm not trying to, but it just so happens in this particular instance, because of what Donald Trump has done like that, that it's become such a threat that people are taking the position that, well, you know, this guy's not going to reverse what he said he's going to do. You know, he's going to continue to do it. And, you know, I sent you quotes of a couple of things that Donald Trump has said, because I know people tend to deny and say, oh, he didn't say that, he didn't say this. So I just want to read one of the quotes like that when he was talking about, you know, payroll taxes, et cetera. At the end of the year, this is Trump talking, quote, at the end of the year, on the assumption I win, comma, I'm going to terminate the payroll tax, end quote. Other, you know, people that have criticized, you know, what I've been talking about say, well, you know, the Democrats borrowed from FICA, the Federal Insurance Contributions Act, you know, Social Security indirectly. And, you know, the point is, yeah, I guess. But that doesn't mean that they should have or that I support that. I don't support it. And the Coalition to Save Social Security does not want that to happen. The thing about it is basically You know, you have to look at all those people, the tens of millions of people who have contributed to Social Security, and this is their safety net. All of this that I'm talking about, I'm a volunteer. I'm a retiree like that. I'm also a surfer. So this is taking me away a little bit from a lot of things I like to do.
Yeah.
It's important, and that's why I did it.
Now that was Gary Capota, who is exploring the idea of forming a chapter of Grey Panthers here in the islands. And that activism has turned his attention to the Social Security program, which Gary shares he has begun drawing from.